Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Okay.
Perfect. All right, so recording has officially started as soon as we connected. So we might as well get started right now. Welcome to the first ever episode of the Bacheleteros, Bachelor Nation's Sazón. With a little bit of adobo. Yeah, my name is Alvi. born and raised in New Jersey, Paterson, New Jersey. Currently in Miami doing radio. And, of course, on the line with me is the one and only, the beautiful, the incredible.
I totally did not pay him to say that. Martica Lopez, straight out of the 305, born and raised, and actually living in Tampa. I'm one of the Spanish radio hosts up here. And we're here doing this. We're here metiéndole sazón, batería, y no reggaetón, but metiéndole sazón a Bachelor Nation.
Yeah, so the reason why me and Martica are doing the Bacheleteros, this new podcast, well, a lot of reasons, honestly. Number one, we got cool on Instagram. I think we really got cool because we bonded through DMs over the Bachelor.
Yes,
right?
He slid into my DMs, guys. Not because of Stagecoach. Let's just clear the air on that. Not because of Stagecoach, but he did slide into my DMs and just. Basic radio talk. We have friends in common.
Yeah.
We do. In radio business and outside of the radio business, but we're not going to get into that.
and we just started talking a lot about The Bachelor. We just realized that, like, you know, we both like the show a lot. And, and we also noticed that, like, yeah, like, not really, like, you know, these other podcasts, no shots at them at all because they're all awesome in their own ways. But, like, you know, they don't really cater to the Latinos a little bit, you know, they don't really have the swag like us. You know what I mean?
There is no representation of Latinos, and we thought, what better way to talk about something that we love so much by also representing the Latino community? So here we are.
Exactly. So we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. The best and the worst intro, straight from the jump with Peter. We're going to talk about the first impression rose, the first date with Madison, Hannah Beast looking like a total mess.
Stop it.
And at the end of every episode, we're going to have a couple of awards too. So we're going to have El Come Mierda of the week, or La Come Mierda.
La Come Mierda. Remember, it's a girl. It's a girl.
Well, it can be Pete if he's on some bullshit, you know? I'm just saying.
And according to, what is it, like the trailer?
Yeah.
You can tell that there's a lot of come mierda moments that he will be having throughout the season. So
exactly. And also in the grand finale of things, we also have not the MVP, but the MV3, the top three girls of the week from the most recent episode. And this episode being the premiere of the season with Pete. Mm-hmm. Pilot Pete. Pinga Pete. I'm going to call him Pinga Pete.
Why? Because he did it four times in a windmill.
Yeah,
because
really,
starting this off like that.
He laid that shit down in the windmill. Yo, I look up to guys like him. Pinga Pete. That's my dude right there.
Listen, if he was so damn good, Hannah B would have picked him up from the jump, and she wouldn't be stuck in the situation that she's in right now. But that's,
you know,
neither
what?
Here nor there.
I think she got scared that it was so good that she, like, nah, I don't want to love him just because of the Pinga Pete. But because of, like, yo, like, I actually care about him. I think she got scared. I think it was that good.
So his dick-giving abilities scared her away. Listen. When a girl gets dickmatized, let's be honest. She goes crazy and she would have picked him from the jump. All right, we're all over the place. Let's start off with the beginning of the episode, Peter's introduction. Obviously, we know Peter Weber from Hannah Brown's season of The Bachelorette. He came in third place.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the fan favorites. Tyler was actually fan favorite, but since he was dating Gigi Hadid, obviously he didn't sign up to be the Bachelor.
Yeah.
And now we have Pilot Pete, which I think is such a great option. Really? You prefer Tyler over Pilot Pete?
Well, all right. Number one, yes, to answer your question, yes, I would put Tyler over Pinga Pete. But over both of them, the Bachelor this season should have been Mike Johnson.
He has no personality. I'm so
sorry.
He showed no personality. Yeah. Remember, when Colton was on Bachelor in Paradise, the reason why he was chosen as the Bachelor,
he was a virgin.
Not only that, because there's been a virgin before. By the way, I've been watching The Bachelor since season one. Not trying to date how old I am, but I've been watching the Bachelor since season one. And we've already, Sean Hayes was, hold on, I'm like getting the names mixed up, but Sean, one of the previous Bachelors, was already a virgin. So we've had a virgin before.
Well, I wouldn't know. I just started watching The Bachelor halfway through Colton season. So this is not even my third season. This is my second and a half season right now. Yeah. And now that we're talking about Pete's season, since he is The Bachelor, yo, right off the jump off of his Top Gun intro that he had, best or worst intros, Martina, what do you think about these intros from these girls? Huh? Like, was it like, as a collective unit, do you feel like they did a great job? Do you feel like they were funny? Do you feel like,
They did a very good job. They usually do. The way that they present these women in the introduction of the episodes, they're fantastic. I mean, ABC, bravo for your editing skills and your storytelling abilities. Because at the end of the day, these girls look like great catches. I will say that I was so upset that they tried, that Hannah Ann was like, I'm a model, but I'm super normal. How you're going to say, I'm a model.
Thanks for the clarification,
I get paid for my looks, but I am normal. Mi amor, you're not normal. You're not normal, okay? You don't work a regular 9-to-5 job. Mm-mm, you may be normal in the sense that you have a dog and you're very family-oriented, but that by no means is a normal occupation.
Yeah, speaking of family-oriented, one of my favorite intros that I thought was, you know, very, very, like, it was a nice little planting of the seed. Alaya, however you pronounce her. I'm still getting used to these girls. It's only been one episode.
Yes.
When she brought out the note written by her grandma.
Like, yes.
I thought that was dope, you know, like, clearly Pete is all about, you know, family. And, you know, he's very big, you know, into, like, his mom and his dad and his brothers and all. And so I thought that was cool.
Madison.
Yeah. Madison had a great intro and honestly, like, might be one of my favorites right now. And the fact that she's a ball player, yo,
yes,
that shit is sexy. Maddie, what
Oh, yeah. And the fact that her dad has coached all these teams that have won so many championships and whatnot, like, I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah,
she
played. She played, yeah, too.
Yeah. And what? So she's a sexy tomboy.
Oh,
she's
without
both.
A doubt. Without a doubt. She could be a girly girl when she wants to be, and she could, like, just turn it up and just, you know, fuck
be a guy.
Up.
Be a dude. Absolutely.
All right. Who else do you think had a pretty solid intro?
To be honest, I don't remember a lot of these girls. Only, like, 3 or 4 stood out to me. And in terms of, like, who was the worst, again, I don't remember because they sucked so bad. bitch, you're forgettable.
Yeah.
Bye.
I got it off the rip. So one of my favorite ones, and honestly, huge advantage, Kelly from Chicago, the attorney.
Yes, obviously. And she has a huge advantage because obviously she met Peter.
Yeah. And I think she's like one of like the good girls. Before. Like, I get very good girl vibes from her. And so, like, the fact that, like, Pete even remembered the exact dance that they had or that they did at that Chicago party, whatever that was, like his boy's wedding or whatever it was. You know, there was definitely a connection there. So major advantage for Kelly. Another good intro was who else? Damn, who else was it? I'm looking at the girls right now. Oh, I love Victoria Epp's intro.
Really inappropriate jokes, which, by the way, he didn't even remember the inappropriate.
Yeah, he fucked up. I mean, like, you got like 30 girls like coming at you over and over and over again. Like, it's hard to remember within a few minutes.
Yeah, like, but no. I think guys are very good about that. For the most part, when a girl's a standout, trust me, he'll remember.
Well, she was standout-ish enough to still get the final rose. So Victoria F is still in. Let's see. I think one of the worst intros, there's two of them that comes into mind right now. Number one, la que llevó la, you know, the little move.
The emotional support cow, yeah. Savannah.
Was it Savannah that brought the emo cow?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was.
Why?
Yeah, way
too. Why?
First of all, where did you get a cow?
I mean, that's production. That's all production.
Like, yeah, that budget is high in production over there.
dying. Well, it's high, but they don't pay out the girls that are there.
Let's
start. Yeah. Well, yeah. Which sucks.
They don't get paid for real.
No. The girls that are competing for The Bachelor right now do not get paid. The lead always gets paid, but the girls that are there do not get paid. A lot of these people actually leave The Bachelor broke as a joke if they have regular Joe Schmo jobs. But as you can see, a lot of these people are girls that have money or come from money or have a sugar daddy that we don't know about.
And they're in a position where they can actually go on a show like this for some time and still come back if it doesn't work out and everything is still all Gucci, you know?
Yep. That's why we have so many beauty pageant queens, so many models, so many flight attendants, cosmetologists, people that, it's not a facialist. I forget the name, but jobs like that, that you set your own schedule, you set your own pace. So if you want to leave, you leave. If you want to come back, you come back.
Entonces, la vaquita, the little cow, that one was pretty bad. Savannah, like the one that put the blindfold on. Bro,
yes,
that was way too aggressive. I love that, like, you know, all right, you gotta have balls, you gotta have, you know, like that, like, like you gotta make a statement from the jump, you know. I think what Savannah did with like making out with Pete straight from when they met, that was way too fast, way too aggressive. I mean, it might work for some guys. I don't think
would it work for you?
I don't think it wouldn't work for me, without a doubt. I don't think that'll work with Pete, especially since he probably has mono by now, making out with all 30 girls.
He did not make out with all 30 girls.
All right, like 28. Stop that.
Like, but he 28. Did make out with a lot of girls, yeah.
Yeah. And like in front of all of them, too.
But I mean, that's what you signed up for. And let's be honest, these girls, that's what makes him even more coveted. That's what makes the girls want him even more. Oh, wait. She kissed him. Wait, I want to show him that I'm the better kisser out of the 30 girls here, or however many girls he made out with.
Everybody just swapping spot. And like, it's a lot. I mean, granted, he's not in a bad position at all.
No.
At all. Hey, by all means, Pinga Pete, do your thing, bro. But like, also, like, there were some girls that were like a little like, what? Like, remember Deandra? Like her intro was wild with the windmills.
With the windmills.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, what you thought about that?
We knew it was going to happen. Yeah. We knew that there was going to be, I don't know how many innuendos about him being.
She said, "Huh, are you ready for round 5? Yo, for real though. 5? Like girls be asking for that much?
Girls are not asking for that much. Girls are just looking that desperate to get attention.
Yeah, and 5 is
that's
OG.
What I felt like. I just listen, I don't think I would say that to him off rip because I wouldn't want him to think, hey, like I'm just here to try, you know,
the
4 times plus one.
She
of the
came
women.
Off as a major thotty. I'm sure she's a great girl, but like to like, you know, kind of go off like that, like, yo, listen, like, you know, I want you to smash, and like, yo, like, all right, you got Hannah 4 times, but can you go 5 with me? At that point, like, I feel like that's not a good impression for, like, a potential wife, you know?
No, like, not at all.
If you're trying to have a fling, then, hey, by all means, you know, metele mano y todo, you know, you good, you feel me? But
yeah, no. I didn't like that at all. I just thought that she was, she was a little bit over the top. I did think that she looked cute with, like, with the windmills coming off her back. Yeah. I mean, that's a great Halloween costume.
Cute. I agree. I think she's very cute. I just don't like the way that she approached it. But I do feel like she has a certain swag about her, and I think she could change things around. So I think that's a potential candidate to, you know, to keep an eye on. Yes. Kiara. Remember Kiara?
I'm trying to think which one was Kiara.
Kiara was the one that came out of the luggage.
Why? Yes. Again, these names are escaping me, but hopefully by the end of the season, I'll remember the girls. Yeah.
Only
why?
Episode one. Yeah. That was
why?
Oh dear.
Why? Why? I mean, do we really look? I don't think that a lot of these girls, the girls that stood out the most, didn't have to do much. If you're gonna have a genuine connection with Peter, you don't need to do much. Just be yourself. And I feel like a lot of these girls are exaggerating to get some airtime. And at the end of the day, remember that The Bachelor, especially with social, well, The Bachelor franchise in general, especially with social media, you get a following after this. After this, it doesn't it doesn't matter if you participated in the first episode or you made it all the way to top five. You are going to get a shit ton of followers. You're going to get people following you, and you're going to get some clout, some major clout.
I agree, because I think, like, and before, like, the first episode even aired, as soon as they released all the girls and they had, like, this website where you could go on their Instagrams, like, hands down, like, my favorite one before the episode started was Courtney. I thought she was the baddest one. I thought she was sexy. I thought she was beautiful.
Until she opened her mouth.
And she, yeah, until she opened up, I'm like, no! Porque tan boa! No!
Oh, my God. And then she fits right into the blaster.
The point I'm trying to make is that, like, I remember going on her Instagram before the first episode, and she had, I want to say, like, 2,500 followers. And, and then during the episode, I looked into her page, and she has 6,000 followers. That's a big jump. Like,
that is a big jump.
Within, yep, all of a sudden, out of nowhere. So, like, that's a very good example as far as what you're talking about. But, yeah, yo, Courtney was such – that might be my biggest disappointment so far. And it might and maybe I want to say it's, like, all right, the camera time, you know, maybe, like, it just caught her with, like, they were trying to make her look, like, a little – what's the word? A little socially blonde, you know?
Yeah. Legally blonde.
Yeah, a little
fitting into that stereotype, unfortunately.
Yeah, you know, like, and she's bad. Like, I think she's bad. She's pretty. Fuck.
Not really. Honestly, I can't even say which two are my favorite right now, because then that would defeat the purpose of the MV3. But yeah. I digress.
Yeah.
I do think that she's beautiful on the outside. I want to see what she's going to bring to the table.
I agree.
In the next coming episodes.
I believe that she will get a one-on-one date. And I feel like that'll, like, really... maybe she's just super silly, you know? And that's just, like, the persona that she brings out, like, you know, when she's in public and all. And maybe she could be, like, a really deep person and really genuine and all. I know she does, like, hair and stuff like that. So
yes, she's an esthetician, I think, or a cosmetologist.
Something like that, yeah. So, like, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on her. So let's get into... first impression rose, you know, right beforehand, like, you know, leading up to the first impression rose.
Yes, Hannah Ann, that's my girl. I stand for Hannah Ann.
Yeah, I appreciate her aggressiveness, but at the same time too, I feel like a lot of it was liquid courage, because like, the girls were drinking wine.
Yes.
And the third time, I thought it was way too aggressive. And, like, I'm getting, like, I want to like him. I do like her. I really do. I think she's dope. I think she's beautiful. I think she's funny. When Shein brought her aside, and Shein was mad as hell about, like, Hannah taking all the time, and Shein didn't even talk to people. Like, at the end of the day, Shein, that's on you, you know? Like,
yeah.
Compared to, like, you know, yes, it is a love competition, but it's a competition nonetheless. Like, Hannah Ann, she was fighting for that. But it was way too much, though. I'm getting mini Luke P vibes.
I don't think so. I don't think it's Luke P vibes at all. I just think she's a homegrown girl from, I think she's from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah, Knoxville,
She's from Tennessee. She's a Southern girl. She's beautiful on the outside. I love her eyes. I love her dark brown hair and her gorgeous blue eyes. I actually stalked her profile. Mm. She's such a cutie patootie. And by the way, fun little fact for you. You know who she's actually really good friends with?
Well, who?
Hannah G.
Hannah from, G.
Hannah G from Colton Season.
Dylan's Boo.
Yeah, Dylan's Boo.
Mm-hmm. Ah,
they're actually really good friends. And you see the support from Bachelor Nation is actually standing for Hannah Ann.
You know, I want her to do well. I don't know. It's just something that's just not sitting right with me. I feel like something is off. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll see.
You might be off.
I'll tell you right now. Hold on. I'll tell you right now, because last season, The Bachelorette with Hannah B, yo, I was a big Luke P fan.
Me
in
too.
The beginning. Huge. Mm-hmm. And then y'all, like, you just started seeing, like, little shades of, like, the real Luke P. You're like, oh, yeah. So it's only episode one. I'm all right.
We'll see. But despite what we believe, just by his body language, Pinga Pete is enamored Pinga Pete is enamored with Hannah Ann.
Yes, he is.
Look at his body language. First of all, he kept repeating her name. Repeating her name. Hannah Ann. And even when he was about to give her the first impression rose, he kissed her hand. He grabbed her hand. They were holding hands and he kissed her hand. Mm. I'm sorry, but when a guy does that, that means that's something that's very important to him. Like that's someone that he cherishes. That's someone that he's into, because guys don't do that off the jump. A guy will make out with you, but to like kiss your forehead or like kiss your hand like that and be very cariñoso like that, he's into her.
That's why she got the first impression rose, you know. Like, he wouldn't be into her if that wasn't the case. Hannah Ann is definitely winning. Like, she did what she had to do. She understands the competition. You could tell that this is not the first, like you could tell that she's watched The Bachelor and The Bachelorette before.
Yes.
So she's not stupid. That's one
thing. And I bet you she's gotten guidance from Hannah G.
Oh, without a doubt. Because Hannah G, she was final three, right? Wasn't she final two?
Final
two. Because it was, Colton's boo's name now? Oh, my God. Why?
Cassie. It was Cassie, Tayshia, and Hannah G. G. But remember something. They didn't have the overnight date. Hannah G and Colton never had the overnight date.
Yeah, but they were final three, and then Cassie was like, nah, I don't want to be a part of this and that. So then ultimately it was almost like final two, Hannah G and Tayshia. No, but I digress, though. But yeah, Hannah did her thing. Who do you feel like would have been an honorable mention for the for first impression rose?
I do believe that it was Kelly, the attorney from Chicago, only because he already met her. And mm-hmm. he even told her, I was so happy that you were here. Like, I'm glad, you know, like, I'm glad to see you again. So he's happy that she's there.
Yeah.
And also Madison, there's that palpable connection between them too. Like, mm-hmm. Those are my two honorable mentions for the first impression rose. Much to the chagrin of Victoria Fuller, who full-blown started crying. Yeah. She started bawling because he forgot who she was. He forgot her joke, and she got super dramatic. And it's only an hour and a half into the episode.
Yo, I like Victoria F, but yo, she got to step her confidence up a little bit though. Like, she was like, she was being very insecure, like very, very quickly, you know. And even like from the jump too, when she told her joke too, she's like, nah, I should just leave this and that. You know, I'm like, yo, like, just own up to it, you know. Like, I thought it was a funny joke. I think Victoria can go far in this competition. I feel like she will open up. I think she's one of those girls that, like, she's a closed book in the beginning.
She's not that much of a closed book. I will say this. There have been rumors about her I don't know if they're going to come to light in the show. I don't think they're going to come to light,
the one that, like, that was, like, hooking up with, like, married guys and shit?
Yep, that's Victoria Fuller. Yes, yes! Oh, my God, so you know about it. Okay, I was about to go into that story. But, yes, she is the girl that has been hooking up with married men before. And, I don't know how Peter's going to feel about that once he finds out.
Yeah. So we'll see what – well, it depends on how far she goes, too. Yo, you know, I'm making up a segment right now. Who's the La Loca of the Week?
La Loca of the Week.
¿Quién es La Loca of the Week?
Huh? I got one in mind. La Loca of the Week. Well, I mean, she would definitely be like number one contender for La Loca of the Week.
Well, I think she's in the running. I don't think she's La Loca of the Week, though.
Really? Yeah, okay. We're jumping too far into this. Let's continue.
Yeah. Okay, I'm writing this down, and I already know who exactly is going to be my La Loca of the Week, so you keep in mind who's going to be yours, too, all right?
Okay.
So, moving forward,
something that we didn't mention, Hannah Brown stepping out of the limo.
Oh, shit, yeah, we didn't even talk about that. Damn.
Yeah, Hannah Brown stepping out of the limo and shocking these girls. I think they literally shat their pants. These girls freaked out because they were obviously thinking that she was gonna join, and she just went there to give back Peter the wings that he had given her when he was a contestant on her season.
Unnecessary as fuck.
Really? I thought that was a cute gesture.
Nah.
So you think she's like a giver backer? She's like an Indian giver backer.
For me, it's like, yo, what you doing? Like, for real, like, what you trying to say, huh? Like, are you, you could just tell the chemistry was still there. The spark was still there between Pete and Hannah Beast. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, what are you trying to prove? I mean, are you contractually obligated to be there? Like, she didn't have to be there, but she was. And, because, like, remember, like, Hannah B, she was the most emotional, not even sending Tyler home in the final two, but she was most, like, she was the most emotional when she had to let go of Peter.
Yes.
And
yes.
There was clearly still a connection, you know? And
yes. I don't
know. Oh, man. That messed me up.
But remember something. I don't know if it's contractually obligated, but remember that while the filming of The Bachelor was happening, she was competing on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
So she took time out of dancing and winning Dancing with the Stars to go shoot this scene and go shoot with Peter.
Yeah,
so.
I don't like that she's there. Like, I love Hannah B. Yo, I am a big Hannah B fan. But I just, like, come on. Like, at that point, she's cock blocking like crazy.
She is. I think she's confused.
And that, yo, and then with the group date that she was a part of, when she's talking about the story of how she and he banged in the windmill four times and she went deep into detail. Like, how awkward for you to, like, tell that story to a bunch of women who might potentially be, like, his wife one day. Like, I don't know. I thought that was very uncomfortable.
In poor taste.
Yeah. And we were talking about it, you know, before we started recording too, how that might be, I wouldn't say that was her idea.
That's not her idea.
Yeah.
I don't think that was her idea at all whatsoever. Remember, these producers on this reality show are very, 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 very creative.
Yeah.
And because Hannah has been one of the most beloved bachelorettes of all time, just because of how outspoken she is and you know, who she's been to the franchise.
They put no limitations on her.
Yeah, they wanted to just incorporate her some way. I don't think they expected for everything that transpired to occur. But that's, again, but that's further along into this little podcast of ours.
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, though, in 15 minutes, I have to start my actual radio show. So.
Oh, lovely. Are you going to edit that?
Nah, I'm going to leave that there. I mean, it is what it is. You know, like, right now, I am in the production studio, in the back studio at my radio station in Miami.
Bendito. Okay, right. So we're going to, and I'm here actually cooking dinner in my own. So while he's working, I'm actually meal prepping at home. So. Yeah.
And for anybody that's catching up too, I'm in Miami and Martica's in Tampa. And
yes.
If you don't know what's going on, just go back to the beginning. You feel me?
Absolutely. So, but okay, so first, the first date
with Madison.
Not Madison, the first date, the first group date.
Oh, group date. Gotcha.
The group date with the challenges. And I felt like these girls were dumber than a ton of bricks.
Yo. Oh my God. All right, Martica, I'm going to ask basic you right math. Now. Let's see if you remember. How many feet to a mile?
5,280 feet.
Oh, all right, cool. Did you learn that last night, or did you?
No, that's simple math.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. A lot of people don't know that shit. Yeah, they were writing 30,000. I'm like, damn, yo.
Well, I mean, because they think of 30,000 feet like above the air or something like that.
Yeah, that means space.
Like, I guess, but you know what I mean. Like a mile high club. Again, it's not a twofer. It's like a. Hi, esas preguntas que son que tienen doble sentido.
No, hay no doble sentido.
Not doble sentido, but you know what I mean. Like it's one of those. It's a trick question. It was a trick question.
It really was a trick question. How high is the mile high club? Like it was very simple. Like how a mile is how many feet? 5,000.
Again, but yeah. But girls got creative and thought further than that. They're like, how many feet do I have to be in the air to be having sex?
30,000 feet. Jesus Christ, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, but 5,280 feet. And by the way, the only one that answered that correctly,
Hannah Ann. Yes, she did.
Hannah Ann. She's pretty and she's smart. And I don't know if you noticed, but he was sitting right next to her in the little
playing
desk.
It right now. She's playing the game beautifully so far.
She is, but you can tell that he's also chasing after her. It's a double. It takes two to make a thing go right.
Ooh, that was a good note. Damn.
Thank you. Okay, but so the date, I thought the challenge was crazy. I felt bad for that girl that started thinking about the time that she got sick riding the teacups at Disney World.
Victoria Pong.
Yes, Victoria P. She is too. The Victorias are, listen, the Victorias this season are phenomenal.
Yeah, they're great.
And I felt bad for her. Pobrecita. Pobrecita.
Yeah, that sucked. I love their intro video, con los viejitos.
Yes, yeah. She kind of reminded me of my dad. Because when my dad took me one time to Disney World when we were like 4 or 5,
yeah,
he got sick in the teacups too.
Oh my
God. And it almost ruined our trip. So when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, I thought of Pappy. So yes. I correlated that together. But pobrecita, she couldn't finish the challenge. Who was the girl that finally won at the end?
I don't even know.
Was it Kelly?
I really don't know who won because there was like a moment for like 15 minutes where I had to stop watching. I mean, granted, it was it's a fucking 3-hour premiere. Jesus Christ, Titanic. I really needed to focus on my radio show because when The Bachelor airs, like I'm on the radio in Miami. So I'm on, I'm on the radio 7 to midnight, Monday through Saturday, and Monday, like I said, till midnight. So I'm like watching the show while I'm working. So there was a 15-minute point where, which was during the group dates. I missed all the, the majority of the first group date, as far as the competition. I saw they were like riding bikes and they had to go through like an obstacle. I saw somebody cheated. Was it Kelly that cheated or something like that?
No, it wasn't Kelly. It was una de las morenitas. I just forget what her name is.
Una de las morenitas. All right, so there was Marissa and then there's Natasha.
I forgot. I'm trying to think about that. My computer was freezing because I don't watch this on cable. I watch it on my laptop.
Oh, you got Lauren too, the one with the cat suit. Remember her?
Yes. Oh, it wasn't Lauren, but I loved Lauren's cat suit. Okay,
I like her.
Ditto.
She has a certain swag about her, a certain confidence about her. Where like listen, I'm here. I'm not gonna give you everything that you know all these other girls are giving you right now, but just know that I'm here for you though, type of thing. You know, like I like her confidence. I like her swag. I like her, I don't know, there's something about her. Her, you know?
Yes. Her je ne sais quoi, as the French would say.
Yeah, I don't speak French, so.
Well, I speak a little bit. That's because I took it in college. Okay, but going back to the group dates, Peter made out with I don't know how many girls. Kelly was one of them. He actually lifted her. I thought it was straight out of a scene of a porno.
You know what that reminded me of? I'll tell you right now. Remember when Peter was on the pool table with Hannah Beast?
Yes.
That's exactly what that reminded me of.
Yep. Yep.
Same movement and everything, except he didn't hit his head or she didn't hit her head on the little light thing.
Remember that? Yeah, but so maybe he has a signature move of lifting up the girl.
I'll tell you right now. Every man has a signature move.
What's yours?
Mine? All right, so I haven't done this in a while. it's been a while because I haven't felt the need to. But when I was younger, like when I was like, 17, 18, I started driving and shit. Like my move, my infamous move would be, all right, I'm driving. I got shorty in shotgun seat. We park somewhere quiet. And so then we're making out. And, yo soy chiquitico, like I'm 5'5". I'm a skinny dude. Like, I don't take up a lot of space at all. So then what I do is we make it out like right in the middle, right across from each other. And so then I start grabbing her head and then I put my right hand on the headrest. And then I come around. And so I start grabbing her hip with my left hand. And then I move over a little bit with my left hand and I grab the handle to bring the seat down. And at the same time, while the seat is coming down, I bring my left leg over. I'm on top. And, we in there.
Oh, my God. Theater of the mind right now.
Yo, that shit worked. But I digress. I was 18, 19 and shit. But, yeah, that was my move. And clearly, Pete has a move, too. I feel like every man has a move.
Well, he just showed us what his moves were yesterday because he kept on making out with these girls. And, when he grabbed Kelly, again, that's what I immediately thought about Hannah B and his stint on The Bachelor. Bachelorette, I'm sorry. And then the first date. The first official date, the first one-on-one of the season.
Well, what? But before we get there, though, the second group date.
The second group date? There was a second group date?
Yeah, wasn't that the second group date? The one with Hannah? Like talking about.
Oh yes, okay. That's I'm like, wait a second, but think about it. They haven't even started that group date yet. They leave it on.
Verdad.
Yeah, Yeah, they leave it on the to be continued. The only thing that you see from that group date is her introduction and all the girls feeling extremely uncomfortable with her introduction.
And then from there, Hannah starts being a mess and shit. And
yes, and pulled them to the side and all that jazz. But let's before we move on to Hannah, let's talk about Madison. Madison going to the Weber's 30-year vow renewal.
So, what? First of all, what a first date. Holy shit.
That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of, like, would I bring a girl on a first date to my parents, if my parents were together? Would I bring a girl that I like on a first date to my parents' 30-year vow renewal? Absolutely motherfucking not. That is moving way too fast. I cannot even fathom the idea of doing that. But this is TV. It is what it is. You got to do what you got to do. It was. I thought it was a great date. I think they have an undeniable chemistry. Binga P and Madison. Madison, straight from the jump, has been one of my favorite ones. And like I love that. Like, she's a baller too. I feel very genuine vibes from her. I feel like they really do like each other. And you was telling me something about Pete's mom too, right?
Pete's mom told her, "Oh my god, like that she liked her." And you know, it takes. Being a Cuban woman, for a mom to say that she likes you, that is a lot, because Cuban moms are rough.
Cuban women, period.
Are rough, absolutely. And by the way, can we just talk about how gorgeous Peter's mom looked at the vow renewal? You can totally tell she's Latina. You can totally tell, like, her curves, her blonde hair. Pintado, because that's not real blonde. Mm-hmm. But you can tell she's Cuban, and I loved it. And I loved how Peter spoke Spanish, introducing him to, like, his grandmother, Barbie's mom. It was just beautiful. Yeah. I love the vibe of the vow renewal. Do I think it was a little too much for a first date? Absolutely. Do I think that's a lot of pressure for a first date? Of course.
Peter has major gringo accent.
Maybe. Oh yeah, no, he doesn't speak Spanish at all. No, only not at a home. Lick.
Only not a at lick. Home. Major gringo accents. Yo, but like, so that went great. I thought she deserved that rose. Madison she's fucking killing it.
She's a front runner for me. She's a front runner for me.
Okay, and we'll talk about that towards the end, which we're almost at. Hannah B.
Oh my god,
the fuck that happened? Yo, what happened, bro?
Fire the makeup artist. Fire the person that did her makeup that
like,
day.
Did you fire them? Like, I feel like the makeup artist didn't even watch last season with Hannah. Like, she was crying every fucking hour on during her season. Granted, you're allowed to cry. I'm a crier. I cry watching Finding Nemo. I'm a Cancer. It is what it is. She was looking like a fucking mess. Like, yo, I don't know. Like, what's going on? But it was like heartbroken mess. That was like, you know, the kind of look that she was given, and she just didn't know. Pete didn't know. She's confusing the shit out of Pete. It's not fair to him. He got 30 girls, and what are you doing? You had your chance. You lost it with Jed, or Jed lost it, actually. You ended it with Jed. You had a chance with Tyler. Tyler clearly didn't want anything to do with that at the moment. Then you go down to third in line, and then, what are you doing?
They addressed that. Peter addressed it. He was like, hey, why didn't you call? He's like, you didn't call, you didn't reach out. Tyler was the one that was reaching out to me after the show. And there was a lot of flirting back and forth between Tyler and Hannah on social media. No, prior to the reunion, I'm talking about like on social media. Gosh. There was a lot of tiradera. There was a lot of, you know, like hints here, hints there.
Yeah.
So he was the one reaching out, whereas Pete wasn't. So that's where she says, you didn't reach out. Like, I would have wanted to talk to you, but Tyler was the one that was there right after I broke up with Jed. And keep in mind that she even addressed as to why she picked Jed, because he was familiar to her. He was the typical guy that she always went for.
Yeah. Yeah. Jed was her type, and she got comfortable. And even though there was a lot of issues and shit, you know, and yeah, like I feel like that's something that everybody can relate to too, man. Like, a mí me fascina las complicadas. I love, for some reason, yo, I love complicated females. It's like, oh, you don't got problems, you got your shit together. Sorry, we could be friends. Yo, like, I feel her, you know? Like, there's a certain level of, like, yo, like, I like this. This is what I've known to like. And, yeah, yo, it's difficult. Man. Like, I understand where she's coming from. Does it make it right? No. Pobrecita, though. It sucks.
I think that, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the next episode. We'll see, because they left tremendo cliffhanger.
Yo,
but I will tell you this. I think that I'm glad that she got whatever it is off her chest, because she needed to. And it doesn't matter whether he's the bachelor or whether he's I think in this time in the space, you need to say what you mean what you say. And if she really meant that, if she's not doing this for TV and she's doing this because she genuinely felt that way, then good for her. Then good for her for speaking up. Do I think that he was their choice? Yeah, but I mean, I think in this certain scenario, you can definitely fall in love with more than one person.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I feel like that's something that Hannah felt. I feel like she was definitely in love with three different people at the same time. I really do believe that she loved Tyler, Jed, and Phil. Who the fuck is Phil?
Peter.
Pinga Pete.
Basically, we'll see what happens next episode. They did leave the ultimate cliffhanger. Hopefully, the producers and the makeup artist got Hannah put together, because she looked like a mess. Give me raccoon eyes, like all the memes. Did you see all the memes that were coming out on Twitter, on Instagram?
Had me dying. Yo, Hannah, I love Hannah. Like I said, I'm a big Hannah fan. I'm a fan of. Ooh, you like that one? Yo, yes. I need Hannah to get the fuck off Pete's season. Like, let him have his own season. Let him have his own journey. Like, yo, te la cagaste ya con Pete. Like, it is what it is. Like, you lost him, you know? Like, fuck. Like, who you gonna go after? Like, who'd you drop? Like, who you gonna go after next? Luke Pete? Fuck.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be something?
That's a whole nother conversation. But with that being said, we have finally arrived to the first ever the Bacheletero Awards. Yep.
Yes.
Every single week when we recap the previous episode of The Bachelor or Bachelorette or In Paradise, so on and so forth, we're going to be talking about La Loca of the Week, and we're going to see who's going to become La Loca of the Week, courtesy of Martica and of myself. The Come Mierda of the Week. Martica, would you like to explain what the Come Mierda of the Week is?
All right, Come Mierda, literally in English terms, is eating shit. The person that ate the most shit during the episode. So the person, it could mean they were super dramatic. Oh my God, I'm like, I love how I'm fumbling on my words right now. Yes, forget about your radio training. But the person that's probably the worst person of the episode, the person that you cannot stand, the person that is literally annoying you to the point that you're about to turn the channel. That is the Come Mierda of the Week.
And we also have the MV3 girls of the week, who are the girls that are going to be, that you feel are on top of the game. These are the power rankings of the top three of, yo, who is closest to Pete's heart, to Pinga Pete, who do you think is going to advance, who you think is a lock for a rose for the following week, so on and so forth. So we're going to start with La Loca of the Week. So, Martica, ladies first, who do you think deserves the title of La Loca of the Week from episode one?
La Loca of the Week. Okay, I want to give her both premios. Like, I want to give her two awards.
Well, you can win as many awards as possible.
Okay, Victoria Fuller. Victoria F.
Why?
Is La Loca of the Week. Because she's crazy.
She's crazy.
She's psychotic. Why are you? Or no, I lie. Katrina.
Yo, you gotta pick one. There's only
fine. Katrina. Katrina what? Is my loca of the week, and I'll explain to you why.
She was crying.
She cried. She was one of the first girls eliminated, and she was already in tears because apparently Pete was the love of her life. Girl, you've only met the man for like what, 20 minutes? You didn't make an impression on him. Move on.
Wasn't Katrina the one with the fucking you gotta risk it for the biscuit? Was that her with that line?
I believe so. She was dressed in black. She was dressed in black. But she is my loca of the week, because how are you gonna be crying over a guy that you've only known for 20 minutes? And why are you gonna be that girl? Why are you that girl right now? Why?
Oh my God. All right. So I got to give you my La Loca of the week. Yo, there's no contest. Although there are, like, you know, certain candidates for La Loca of the week. I think Victoria F could be a candidate for that. I also think, let's see. Well, like, Katrina does put up a strong case for La Loca of the week. Yo, I got to give it. Deandra is another one as a candidate. I got to give it to La Negrita, Natasha. Yo.
Okay.
She's fucking crazy. Yo.
Why? What is your why?
Yo, like, isn't she like the oldest one in the show? Or some shit like that? Yo, she is crazy. Yo, like, when she was having her time with Pete, she already had, like, more than enough time. Then the other girl, Mikena. We'll get these names right eventually. It's only been one episode.
Yes.
Mikena, there you go.
Right.
When Mikena was like, hey, can I steal him? And then Natasha was like, well, if it was up to me, no. Like, straight up, like, I'm like, damn, bitch. Like, that's the kind of vibe that I got. I'm like, oh, shit. And so
I would have done the same thing. So if it were up to me, no.
Mikena took over, right? Boom. Mm-hmm. Right away, not even a minute later, yo, Natasha, she starts like legit. She brings out the big ass paper plane, paper plane or whatever it is.
Yes.
Or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
like, y'all like making mad noises and shit and like completely disrupting Pete and McKenna's time. Y'all, I think she's wild. I think she's reckless. I see her though on Bachelors in Paradise because I feel like she can cause a lot of controversy. I do.
Well, we'll see how far along she makes it now in what's it called in this Bachelor franchise.
Yeah.
Because we'll see.
So my La Loca of the week is Natasha. So moving on to the next award. La Come Mierda of the week.
La Come Mierda of the week. The person that ate shit. Literally speaking. Again, Victoria Fuller. Victoria F.
Again?
Fuck.
Victoria F. Victoria F. Okay, because only a come mierda would start bawling over a guy not remembering your joke.
Yeah.
Episode one, and you're already crying about this guy because he didn't remember your pun, your bad joke, your sexual innuendo. Sweetie, you weren't that memorable. You're gorgeous, but that joke gotta go.
Yeah. I thought the joke was fire. That shit was fire. I like nope. it. I like it. I think the come mierda of the week was Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, yeah, okay.
Without a doubt, I think she's cool. I think she's very sweet. But the problem with Cheyenne was that, like, when she had approached Hannah Ann, like, y'all, like, was popping. Like, you know, like, I haven't had time with him, and you already saw him twice, and you about to go see him a third time. Like, what's up? Like, Hannah Ann, she had all the right in the world to be like, yo, uh-uh. Like, okay, cool. And your point is, like, she gave that stank attitude, but rightfully so, though. Like, Cheyenne, like, yo, you in a love competition, girl. You got to go after it. You can't just wait and wait and wait, or else you're not going to get a rose, and you're going to be out of this competition before you know it. She was just eating shit. She wasn't doing anything. Como dicho, like the same. Tenía el dedo en el culo.
Yes.
Yeah, yo.
So she had a finger up her butt.
Exactly, yeah. So,
for all our English listeners.
which is a saying. It's a metaphor. So it's not, mm-hmm. like, literally. So please don't get offended.
Yeah, no. No ideas. Followers. No ideas.
So my come mierda of the week is Cheyenne. Now moving on to the finale, the MV3, the top three girls of the week. So who is your number three, Martica?
Kelly, the attorney from Chicago. Obviously, there's previous history between her and Peter since they met randomly at the hotel. But you can tell that he was genuinely happy to see her there. And obviously that steamy makeout session on top of the bar. Ow!
For real. Ooh. Okay. And who's your number two?
My number two. Oh! Madison.
Ooh.
Madison is my number two.
Okay.
Madison's my number two, obviously, because she met Peter's parents. They got Peter's parents' approval. And obviously, she's gorgeous. She seems down to earth. She can get down with the girls. And yet, she can still be, you know, still have boy time. She can be a girl's girl and a guy's guy. Love that. I think she would make a great fit. And she's my number two spot of the week. And obviously, my number one spot.
Yeah.
Since I said it a billion and one times.
Go ahead.
I stand with Hannah Ann. I stand with Hannah Ann in those baby blues. Okay. First impression rose. I love the painting that she gave to him when they were in the first cocktail
that,
party.
That shitty ass painting. That like fucking.
It's a cute. Nah, it's cute. That was... it's cute.
No, all right. The gesture was nice. First of all, I really believe that like low key, she probably got it from like she went to school. Like she got like a third grade cousin. Like, oh, can I take this?
Oh, yeah, stop it.
Yo, it was yo, like it was a bad painting. It was
it's
not
cute. Nah. I bet you no. You know what I think she did? I think she went to one of these painting with the twist parties.
That
got
was
a little
such,
bit tipsy with
such
her friend.
A painting with a twist type of painting.
Yes, she did it a painting with a twist, but I thought that their connection was palpable. Even more so, it was even more sexually charged than Madison and him.
Oof.
He made out with her how many times at that cocktail party? Like he went in for the kill various times. And you can tell, first of all, you can tell that Peter is, Pinga Pete is tremendo kisser. Like, you can
tremendo
tell
pingazo.
That. Oh, my God. Well, I mean, other than that, but I'm telling you, not every guy knows how to make out. And you can tell that this guy knows how to lay it thick with his mouth, okay?
Well, like, when you make out with fucking 28 out of 30 girls, then I'm hoping that you might learn along the way eventually.
Well, either way, I found that their makeout session was super steep. I was getting hot and heavy on the other side of the screen.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, that's how I feel. I was like, oh my God, well then, all right, let's turn this off.
My chica y el novio. You ain't do nothing about it? Damn, girl.
Listen, he Cuban, I'm Cuban. It works. It works. It will work.
You should have been on a show. Damn.
Yeah, and then have my boyfriend and his entire family like hunt me down because they're amazing. But I yes, so I stand for Hannah and love their chemistry. I loved her tenacity. I loved how bold she was. And I'm sorry, out of all the girls in that show, I identify most with her because I would have done the same exact thing. Fuck y'all, bitches! I'm going in there and getting my man, stealing him. Not once, not twice, not three times, but four times in a windmill.
At that point, like, you know, and let's say it was The Bachelorette and I was on it. Like, you're not there to make friends, you know? You're there to compete for somebody's love. And I feel like a lot of people get their emotions involved as far as friendship. And that's where they fuck it up. And, like Hannah Ann, she gets it. As I've said it before, she totally gets the game and she's playing the game very well. I think she's the best. She's the one that's playing the game the best, not everybody.
All right.
Without a doubt.
So, who are your MV3s?
All right, so my MV3s. Number three, I'm going to go with the same one as you, Kelly from Chicago. I think she will go very, very far. I think they have a very cute and very natural chemistry about them. Mm-hmm. Major advantage that that they met each other and that they danced and he remembered her at a certain mm-hmm. event. So, like, that clearly, like, put a stamp on, you know, in his mind and his heart. I like Kelly. I really do. And you know, like her family, like are all hustlers. She's a hustler. She's an attorney. Mm-hmm. Like people like, you know, giving her bad rap because she's working. Her dad's a fucking, like he owns a law firm.
Exactamente. Damn.
Like that's huge right there. So, you know that she's a go-getter and she gets her own. That's something. That,
and he's not un don nadie. Let's put it that way.
I feel like Kelly is a very secure pick, you know, like she mm-hmm. doesn't need anybody. It's just a matter of it's a matter of her wanting somebody. So I love that about Kelly. My number two is Hannah Ann is my number two. Yeah. Like
I knew you were going to say that.
I know your number one was Hannah. She is my number two. I completely agree with you, yo. Like she was great. She was great as far as being assertive and aggressive, although I do think it was a little too aggressive. And again, it gave me major Luke P vibes. Remember Luke P, what was it, episode one or two?
Mm-hmm. Fucking dropped... And he won the first impression rose too.
Yeah, he did. Uh-huh. And he dropped the love bomb. What was it, like episode two, I want to say, or something like that?
Episode two.
Yeah. So like I can totally see Hannah Ann dropping the L bomb very, very soon. We'll see, but nonetheless, she hands down played the best game out of everybody. Like the game of The Bachelor, she played the best game. And my number one baller, Auburn Madison. Yo, I think that one-on-one date, obviously a clear advantage because nobody else had a one-on-one date. But yo, nonetheless, they had such an undeniable attraction towards each other and connection. Yo, like they wanted to dog the shit out of each other like the entire date. And then, yo, like, with I know Pinga P. He had a little, lo tenía durito for a second.
Really? Are we really going there?
I'm telling you, like, they were, like, really going at it. And then, all of a sudden, mom and Nana comes out and all. And, like, now P is, like, hugging his family while he got a fucking heart on. Like, that was awkward.
And obviously, he's talking about this because it's happened to him before.
I'm speaking as a guy, you know, as a guy's perspective. Like, when you're really feeling somebody and you're making out with somebody, having a great time, yo, like, things happen, you know? Like, a couple muscles might be flexing, you feel me? And but then, like, when Nana comes out and then mom and dad, it's like, damn. Like, yeah, I'm happy to see you, but what a buzzkill. Fuck.
Well, I mean, you're at their vow renewal. That's not the time to start windmill party of two. You know what I mean? Like,
but you could tell that they were in their own little world, though. You know, they were in their own little world. And yeah, so I love that about Madison. And I think that out of everybody, out of all the girls so far, between Madison and Kelly, I think those two girls are the most genuine. So far, so
you don't think Hannah's genuine?
I do think she's genuine, you know. But I feel like we're missing a lot of what Hannah is. It's just the first time. It's just a first impression. I feel like, you know, there's something missing. Something is off about Hannah to me. I don't know what it is.
We'll see what happens. We'll see.
I don't know what it is, man. And so we'll see what happens. But with that being said, that is the conclusion of the first ever episode of the Bacheleteros, Bachelor Nation's Sazón. My name is Al P.
My name is Martica Lopez.
And yeah, so we're going to drop these episodes. We're going to aim for Tuesdays.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to try
to aim for Tuesdays.
Martica's very busy in Tampa, and I get very busy in Miami, too.
But we're going to try to make this work.
Yeah. No, not that we're going to try. We are going to make this work.
We're going to make this work.
Not even just for us, but for you guys. We want you to be a part of our journey of how we view the Bachelor and the Bachelorette and everything else related to Bachelor Nation. Yeah, we appreciate y'all. You know, we thank you guys for listening. Like, damn, like, it's almost been an hour. All right, I think we did it.
Yeah, we did. We have a lot to say. We're very opinionated folk, you know, and honestly, it's going to be a long and wild ride as we discuss everything that deals with Bachelor Nation. Obviously, by the way, follow us on socials if you don't do it already. You can find me on Instagram, type Martica Lopez. Please follow us on socials. We would really appreciate it. We're always discussing stuff about The Bachelor, not only The Bachelor, but our personal life, so you guys can get to know us better. So find me right now on Instagram, Martica, M-A-R-T-I-C-A. Don't confuse me with the singer from Toy Soldier in the 80s. Martica Lopez, like J-Lo. Okay?
And you can follow me at It's Al Pizzle. I-T-S, Al, like Alex, Pizzle, like for shizzle. It's Al Pizzle. On all platforms, you can get me on MySpace, on Mi Gente, on Hi-Fi.
MySpace? you still have a MySpace?
Absolutely not. By the way, we do gotta look at each other's MySpace pictures, but that's a whole nother story right there. It's Al Pizzle, and we're about to make a brand new Instagram page for the Bacheleteros.
Yes, we are.
So stay tuned for that, all right? And we appreciate y'all, and see y'all next week when Hannah is still crying.
Yes, to be continued. Bye, everybody.
Bye.